And now it's time for more of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's Sports Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, Rock God Rick Mexa. We have a couple great guys, Captain Gavin Harbor, Captain Matt Brawler from Captain's Concepts, talking some fishing and giving away a great prize here.
Yeah, how about that, man? At the end of today's show, one lucky caller or texter is going to get to go fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. Get to go fishing with Captain Matt and put all this good info to use, man. A great opportunity. And again, if you want to call us, it's going to be a very busy second hour. Every single phone line right now is packed up, but we have a spot for you. As soon as somebody drops off, it's going to be your chance. That's 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090 is the number when a spot opens up. Or better yet, send us a text. That text option is always available through the Let's Talk Hookup app, and make sure you include your contact info. Just send us a name and a phone number, so if you win that trip with Captain Matt, we can get a hold of you and get you your tickets.
Yeah, for sure. You know, one thing we haven't talked about is how does one become a subscriber of Captain's Concepts? Is there a website? Or
It's on an app, so it's not our app. It's from a platform called Patreon. We've actually done, if you just type in Captain's Concepts, like on Google, it'll pop up.
Okay.
But if you have an iPhone, the best thing to do is you could download the Patreon app and just look up Captain's Concepts. It's pretty easy to use through your laptop. But
P-A-T-R-I-O-N.
Yeah, Patreon.
Patreon, okay.
Yeah, and so you can get the app on your phone. It's super easy to use. It's kind of like using an Instagram, but it's a different platform.
Okay.
Or people use it on their laptops as well. The laptop's pretty easy to use, or the app is what I would suggest using.
Yeah. But if you just type Captain's Concepts into Google, it'll pop up, and that'll bring you to that app.
Correct.
Then you download the app, and then you subscribe on the app.
Exactly.
And then you can get Captain's Concepts.
Yeah, and if you have social media, if you guys have, like, Instagram, you could find us, Captain's Concepts, on Instagram.
Yeah, you guys
and
are very active on
there's a link on our page from there that it'll take you straight to us.
I just went onto Google, typed in Captain's Concepts, and it's the second thing that, you know, the first one is the Captain's Concepts Instagram page. The second option is their Patreon. You click on that, and it takes you right to
it.
You
know,
it's
very easy.
Yeah, all right. Cool. Well, phones are packed. They want to talk to you guys, so let's jump into it.
They are packed for sure. Let's next up talk to Tom. Tom comes from University City. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks. Okay, so I'm getting ready for the scenario where I'm on the San Diego and we pull up on wide open yellowfin for a short period of time. I have a Trinidad 14, and so what I'd like to know is what's the best rod to get a bait far from the boat, but, you know, heavy enough to fight maybe a 30-pound yellowfin, and then what's the strategy? Like, where should I cast?
So yellowfin fishing, if you're starting Trinidad 14, we'll start with that. What I have my Trinidad 14 on is a CalStar 800L, and I fish like 25-pound on that. That's long enough to get your bait out. It's strong enough to pull in any size fish up to, and we've caught 50-pound fish on my 800L. It's not ideal for a 50-pounder, but it can do it. And what I like to do is wait for the people to get in the water first, kind of assess the situation. If we're stopping, we're sliding into school, there's guys who go in the water way too early, and those are the guys who are in the tangles. So wait for them to go in, and then watch where the chum is landing. Those yellowfin, they come right to the corner where the chum's landing. Let those guys get in the water, and then slide your bait in. Right where the chum's landing, and you should be able to get a bite like that.
That's cool. How about the line, spectra, mono, fluoro, all that kind of setup? What's the ideal on a rig like that?
For me, tuna fishing, I'm a spectra to fluoro guy, but it all depends on your skill level.
Sure.
If you haven't fished a full reel of spectra, I highly recommend starting with mono. If you've done 100 trips with mono on your reel, then you can start playing with spectra. The spectra is unforgiving. Like, if you make any mistake, it's just a pain to use sometimes. If you haven't fished a bunch, I'd go with the mono, 25-pound mono on that 14.
I think that that's so smart that you say that, and I hope people will take that advice, because I know the attitude of some people is, well, if he's fishing straight spectra or a piece of fluoro, that means it's better, so that means I'm going to do it regardless. But you'll go backwards real fast if you're not if you're just not used to fishing that way. Like a mono allows you to make so many mistakes and not pay the price for it. It doesn't get into tangles as easy. It casts so much easier. It's easier to fish a bait with. There's so many advantages that it gives you. Like fishing the way that you're talking about has its advantages, but it also has a lot of disadvantages if you're not perfectly up on top of what your bait's doing.
Yeah, exactly. And on like a trip like mine, it might be your only shot. So you want to have the most the ball in your court. So fishing mono, if you've never fished with Spectra, or mastering mono is what I like to call it, is the way to go. Fish mono 100 trips. If you feel like you're maybe mastered it, then you could probably start using the Spectra on your reel.
On that same program on the Pacific Queen?
Yeah, I fully agree. Just kind of have to be honest with yourself. You know, if you're a beginner, you're going to have a much more enjoyable experience, you know, fishing mono off the bat, because if you're a beginner and you're fishing Spectra, you're going to spend more time trying to figure out how to use the Spectra, taking backlashes out, that you're going to start getting annoyed. And, I mean, mono's caught millions of fish, you know.
I think it's
proven that it works.
Yeah, I think until you have it, the mastered was a great word for it, until you have it mastered, you will catch more fish, I'm confident, using mono than you would using straight Spectra.
Yeah, 100%.
Spectra's a backing, all good. But,
yeah, exactly. And I know plenty of people who fish mono who are really good fishermen, and they just like the feel of mono. So it's no point of switching if they're doing just fine with the mono.
And what connections are you guys using for your Spectra to mono, Spectra to fluorocarbon, et cetera?
For me, I tie an FG knot.
An FG knot,
yeah,
okay.
I've kind of pretty much switched to the FG for everything.
Okay. That's and what about you, Gavin?
Somewhat on the same page. I'd say a 50-pound line and bigger, I'm definitely using an FG knot. Less than 50 pound, I'll kind of bounce back and forth between an FG knot and an RP knot for Spectra to fluorocarbon or Spectra to mono.
You just find the FG knot to be a better knot for bigger tackle?
Yeah, I think going skinnier through the guides is kind of unparalleled going through the guides. And I feel like it just lasts a long time.
We're kind of lazy. We don't retie a bunch. So the FG knot lasts a long time on your rod and reel.
Tough knot to learn?
It takes some practice.
The toughest.
Yeah, it takes some practice.
Yeah, the toughest.
Yeah.
Teach you how to do it on camp.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, do you? You have a video.
A few different ways, a few different styles of how to tie it.
There's several different styles to do it.
Yeah, just whatever's more comfortable for you. Yeah, we have a couple different
ways. It's kind of a weave, right?
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a Chinese finger trap kind of setup, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, what I mean by last a long time, I don't mean like last a long time like with your rod on the rack knot catching fish. Like this knot will last a really long time and catch a lot of fish before the knot gets worn down and you have to retie your knot.
Gotcha. Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah, usually your leader gets worn out before the knot.
Before the knot gets worn out.
Yeah.
Well, that's good stuff.
Hey, how about going back to one thing, you talked about your big, nice big bluefin setup, Gavin, that you like a wind-on leader. The only thing we didn't cover, how long do you like? Like, again, if a guy was walking onto the Queen and had your ideal setup, how long of a wind-on leader would you want a guy to have?
Pretty standard. They start around like 25 feet, and we'll fish them and cut off a little bit and retie up until they're maybe like 15 feet long. So I would start off with around 25 feet, and once it gets down to 15 feet, if you haven't lost it or it's not frayed by then I'd get a new one.
That's all right. Very good. Hey, John from Rancho San Diego wants to know, he says, great show, two fishy dudes. What are your thoughts about albacore showing up this year?
I'd like to see them, but we'll wait until that happens.
Who knows?
Who knows?
Yeah, it's one of those things where this time of year, you start hearing it on the docks, you know, like, oh, who's going to, this year, that's going to be the year. And the truth of the matter is, as far as I know, is we don't know, you know. We just don't
Nobody
know.
Knows, yeah.
If they're here, we'll try to catch them.
Yeah. if they're near us, we'll try and catch them. That's all we know.
I saw Steve Crook at Day at the Docks, and he said he thinks they're going to veer outside. He thinks all the water conditions are similar to what we saw last year, and they're going to kind of scoot around us. But again, you never know, right? I'm still going with the albacore.
Yeah, well, I think that that's the best move you can do at this point. Pete predicts albacore every year, so that when they do show, he's the one. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
It.
Like,
see, you know, I told you.
Yeah, you've outlasted everybody enough that now you're the last standing. Like, I think this is the year that it's going to happen, boys.
Gonna happen.
And then, like, when they come there, I called that back in January.
I'm a little greedy, so I want to catch big bluefin at night and then catch albacore during the day.
I could go that out.
I want both.
It could happen.
Yeah, I want both.
It could happen. and then yellowfin in the fall.
Yeah, there we go.
You okay with that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I also want it to be flat, calm, maybe 40 miles.
Yeah.
Really good bait, bite heavy line, big hooks. If we could throw that in the mix, too, while we're putting our wish list in.
With the Everingham brothers, we're going to have good bait.
Yeah. Well, no doubt. Right about that. Well, hey, the phones are still packed up. We're going to jump right back into them. This time talking to Tom. He's calling us from Temecula this morning. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Morning, guys. Great show. Guys, I got a question about two-speed reels. You know, there's availability in really small, like Avett SXs, all the way up to the larger reels. At what point in time do you think that, like in your setup that you're going to bring out bluefin fishing, do you need a two-speed reel? I know you can catch big bluefin on single speed reels. Is it always an advantage to have a two-speed reel on a bluefin trip?
For me, I pretty much solely use, when I'm live bait fishing, I'm using a two-speed reel. They make such good small two-speed reels now to where your bait can, or your spool, you have such a great free spool that I don't see a reason why you wouldn't use a two-speed reel anymore. But like for me on the Queen, anything from 25-pound line on up when we're bait fishing, we're using two speeds.
The fishability is so much different now than it used to be with those two. You know, in the old days, a two-speed, just the spool weighed a ton, and they didn't free spool all that well, and you had the advantage of hooking a fish. But now with little Speedmasters, little Fathoms, and things like that, you can fish a bait so much better than you used to on a big, heavy, clunky two-speed.
Yeah, just even in the difference in the small amount of time that I've been around. Like, when I first started fishing, we didn't use two-speeds for anything less than, like, 40-pound maybe, even 50-pound. But now I just don't see a reason, really, why if you're bait fishing to not use a two-speed. It's just you're going to get just as good of a free spool, probably better drags, a light reel. There's so many more benefits now than maybe 10 years ago.
With that said, that rig that you were talking about at Trinidad 14, like, there's nothing in the world that casts like that thing. And,
yeah.
And the spool does weigh so little, you know.
Yeah, when it comes to, like, fishing like an anchovy, if we ever get those in the bait, those star drag reels are the way to go. But, like Gavin said, the new small, like a Pen Fathom, little tiny ones, or the Speedmaster?
Speedmaster 8.
Yeah, that size reel is just money for school size fish, and yeah, you don't need the lower gear, but man, it's nice.
Yeah. Well, and we're like living in this world now where a 50-pound tuna is a kind of a common thing, and like not that long ago, maybe in the albacore years, a 50-pounder was on the cover of Western Outdoor News, and it was always, and now like that's just a, not that it's not a big deal, because it certainly is, but I mean it's a lot more common to catch fish that big, and dude, I don't care who you are, it sure is nice to be able to put that thing in the low gear and get some turns in the handle when it's close to the boat, you know. I mean, sure, can it be done on a single speed? Absolutely, it has been done for 100 years before, but that doesn't mean it's not nicer to push the button and just turn the handle, make it easy on you.
Now it takes a 200-pounder to get you on the cover of West Nothingness. Yeah. Maybe a 300-pounder,
yeah,
right?
Say, yeah, exactly.
Right.
Pretty crazy.
All right.
Hey, with that said, we had a great text come through. This one was from our buddy Darren in Menifee. For Captain Matt and Captain Gavin, when you guys are offshore, what type of birds are you looking for, and what is the best sign that you know that they are on active fish?
All of the birds.
All the birds.
Yeah. It just kind of depends on what the fish are feeding on. Tern birds are a huge one. In the recent years, booby birds have been the big one.
Booby birds?
Booby birds, yeah. And that's kind of a new thing in the last handful of years.
Because there's like a breeding colony on Coronado Islands now, right?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. They're making a racket, and they're up around the boat all the time. But
yeah,
we see them everywhere now. I leave the jetties, and there's booby birds
flying
around.
And that never was the case.
No, I remember when we saw like the first couple ones, and it was like a thing to see.
Take a picture of it.
Yeah, now they're everywhere.
Yeah.
But the booby birds are huge. For the most part, anything besides like a pelican. the pelicans aren't the fishiest bird, but everything else we're looking at. And sometimes we're looking at pelicans too. There's times where the pelicans have been on the fish.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And what about you, Gavin?
I agree with Matt. It changes. Yeah, you know, some days tern birds aren't on fish. They're on bait. And some days we're looking at seagulls. And it, like Matt was saying, depends what the fish are feeding on a lot. A lot of times how the birds are acting, how they're flying, how the birds are feeding will tell us what the birds are feeding on, and then we kind of know if, like, in that time frame, you know, is that how the what the tuna have been feeding on and stuff. So definitely any form of bird life we're definitely paying attention to, but sometimes we're paying attention to certain birds more than others, and more so I would say probably how the birds are acting, what they're doing.
Body language.
Yeah, body language.
A big raft of shear waters isn't necessarily a sign of a bunch of fish if they're just sitting there doing nothing, but
sometimes.
But it's something and not nothing.
Yep.
Like they're
yeah.
they're always there for some reason or other.
You should be paying attention to every single bird. They're out there doing if they're out there, they're there for a reason.
Yeah,
they're making a living doing what they're doing.
Right. Yeah.
They're eating.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. And something's pushing some bait up maybe, or there's just bait in the area. And
yeah, sometimes being around the birds you're in the wrong spot. Yep. There's too much bait. Yep.
Too much bait.
Yeah.
Okay. So they're just feeding.
Yeah, I mean, you have to compete with all that bait a lot of times. Yeah. There might be just a little bit of fish and a lot of bait, and that makes for a lot of birds.
Yeah.
And that might be the wrong spot.
Gotcha. Yeah, you're looking for the smaller colonies or not necessarily?
It just depends. It's day to day.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah, so some days we catch a lot of fish around bait, but I'd say like last year we caught very little fish around bait. So we would, our goal as captains last year was mostly to find fish where they're not around their own food source.
Gotcha.
Last year, I think, was huge for us. So you could find fish in a lot of different areas, but we wanted to find fish where there wasn't a lot of fish food around.
Gotcha.
That's good info. All right. Hey, with that said, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time for your FishDope.com report with Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guy. This catch report is sponsored by the Fish Pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Get the best processing for your fish when your trip returns. Plus, with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerkied fish, their spices rub, smoked cheese, tuna burgers, and that killer poke kit. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street or order online at Fisherman'sProcessing.com and be sure to make your reservations for your upcoming trip by texting in at 619-255-3128. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning, Matt. Good morning, Gavin, Pete, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show. Gang, what I would tell everybody is the most information you can get is the best. You never want to leave the dock without a ton of information. So listen to these guys. Subscribe to their channel. They can only help you if you're going fishing. I've never gone out fishing and gone, God, I wish I didn't have so much info. That is never the case. The more info, the better. And these guys are on the water every day, so pay attention. Hey, Pete, my buddy James Bond, he's been listening to this show since he was a little kid. Today is his birthday. I told him I'd shout out happy birthday to him. He absolutely loves the show. It's how he starts his day. So happy birthday, Jimmy Bond.
James Bond, 007 himself.
James Bond, yes, sir. So what a phenomenal lobster season. I can't even tell you how good it was. It was just mind-bogglingly good. All the members, they have nothing but phenomenal things to say. Talk to Roger Healy. He said, by far, in his 40-year career lobster fishing commercially, it was the very, very best lobster fishing he's ever seen. So that's the shining light with this horrible weather, was the lobster fishing was insane. But it's going to only help, gang. As soon as we get a little calmness, I mean, you look at what Matt and the guys on the San Diego and the Liberty have been doing down there. There's yellowtail. There's a lot of yellowtail down below. So there's plenty of fish. We just need this weather to stop for a little bit, let the water get a little clean. I think it's just waiting. It's just waiting for the rockfish season to open, and then look out. Here we go.
Yeah, for sure. And, of course, fishdope.com. By the way, Danny texted in, said hi to Gavin. He obviously works a lot with Gavin on fishdope.com. And of course, Dave and such. Hey, $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, $20 off. A new membership, thefishdope.com. And, Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, I got a super special guest going to be on my podcast next Friday. You may want to tune in for that. But you guys can always check me out at yoursaltwaterguide.com. On every piece of social media out there, it's hard not to see me. I am all over the place, Your Saltwater Guide.
All right, Dave, I'll see you Friday. That's me.
Yes, you will, special guest Pete.
He sucked me in.
In the
vortex, yeah. So what's that's on what? Your Saltwater Guide at noon on Friday?
Yep, your Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Megaphone, everything goes live at 12 o'clock Pacific Standard Time on Friday. We'll have the great Pete Gray in.
You're not going to wind up on like a no-fly list for doing that or anything crazy?
It's
like,
very possible.
Some sort of watch list or anything
like
that?
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, good luck.
I could lose my global
yeah,
MC.
Good luck.
For sure. All right, Dave, we'll see you Friday and then talk to you next Sunday here on Let's Talk Hookup.
All right, guys, thank you. See ya.
That's all right, funny. Very good. Yeah, hey, phones are packed. Let's jump back into it, right?
You got it, buddy. How about this time we talk to Jim? Jim's calling us from National City. Big Jim. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm sensing this question might be for Brock.
Hey, good morning.
I think.
Yeah?
What's up, Jim?
Morning, guys. Great show. First of all, we got to give a shout-out to the Aztecs. You know, they're going to have a big game today at 11 o'clock.
China.
So,
yeah.
Anyway, go Aztecs.
Yeah, go Aztecs.
My deal is to Matt and Gavin is I know Matt in the off season. I'm going to kind of change bases here. You do a lot of bass fishing. I talked to Brandon over at the Fisherman's Landing Tackle Shop. You said you guys had a couple of good days bass fishing, and it was a rough winter, let me tell you, and it was a rough winter for bass fishing. But on your website, are you guys doing anything with bass fishing? I don't know. Maybe I'm off base here.
No, but you can message me, Jim, if you want to talk bass fishing. We're not going to post any of that on Captain's Concept.
No. So do you think all this water in these reservoirs is going to affect the bass fishing?
It definitely has.
Yeah. Makes it tougher, huh?
It can, yeah. Sometimes it makes it better.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It makes some different spots available or spots that were out of the water or in water now. It changes things.
Yeah.
You've got a new lake now.
Got a brand new lake.
Yep.
Yeah. Everything's totally different.
Yep. And
new plant
it changes
field.
Day to day. So
every
time you show up, it could be a new lake.
Yeah. Because there's more water coming in.
Yeah. And a lot of them are dropping the water, too. They move it around a lot.
If they can hold all this water, it would be great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You think you're going to show up and it's going to be full, and they just can't hold the water.
They just keep dumping.
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Hey, speaking of bass fishing, I know we talked about it yesterday, but we had a big trip that Frank and Brandon,
right.
You know, you mentioned on we're going to El Salto. April 10th through the 15th, our trip was sold out for a long time, and we had a husband and wife drop off last second. So if you want to go, it's April 10th through the 15th. You can call Fisherman's Landing. You can call me, whatever. It's a super fun trip. Airfare is still wide open, easy to get. I know Brandon, being the procrastinator that he is, just booked his ticket yesterday, and the plane's still wide open and cheap. I mean, that's the beauty of flying CBX through Culiacan. It's just nothing.
CBX is awesome.
Easy to get.
They pick you up at the airport there, and they take you right to Billy Chapman Sr.'s lodge.
And
it's your own lodge.
This is a really fun one, too, because Frank made it so easy for everybody. Like, if you choose to, it's an extra $40, but Frank chartered a big van bus that's going to pick everybody up at Fisherman's Landing.
Nice.
So, like, we're going to meet at the landing in the morning. They're going to take you right to CBX. We'll all go through on the same flight together, so it's super easy. Like, if it's the type of thing you think you want to try, this will be a very easy trip to do.
And a lot of you and Brandon and Frank and some great people on that trip.
Carl from the landing's going, a couple other guys from the tackle shop, a couple of guys that run boats. This is going to be a really fun, it's going to be a really fun trip.
So if somebody wants, they could call you at Fisherman's Landing Tackle or call the guys at Fisherman's Landing and just say, hey, I want to go on that El Salto trip with Frank and Rick.
That's it, man.
April
10th. Through 15, it's not that far away.
And it's super reasonable price,
too. $2,000 for the whole thing.
For the whole thing.
Yeah.
And how many days of fishing?
I think we're going to fish four full days, and then a potential piece of a half, like a morning or afternoon, depending on how, you arrive and that kind of stuff. But anyway, it's going to be a really good time, and it's fun, and like you said, it's just this group. It's 14
and that
people.
Includes all the food, the transportation, everything but your airfare, and the airfare is absolutely substantial.
Like I said, I think I paid $200 for mine, and that included paying extra.
Oh, you paid way too much.
It included, extra money for the rod tube and sitting in the front row and all that other stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, I think the base ticket was, $130 or something.
It's
awesome.
Amazing. Hey, so check it out. Hey, Chuck from Long Beach has a question that's kind of interesting, too. He says, Matt, what's the pro tip for getting a nap on the way back on the San Diego for those of us heading north? Which, obviously, Chuck rides to San Diego a lot with you, so he wants to know where the best spot is.
Well, I don't know about that. We drive a fishing boat, not a sleeping boat.
Yeah. So.
But anywhere you can fit in. Anywhere you can fit in.
Yep. Anywhere that somebody's not going to sit on you.
Yeah, and try to be respectful. We get guys who hop in the galley and take up a whole bench. Just put your head down on the table there and make sure there's room for the rest of the people. But
get your rest for your ride back to the
hopefully Long Beach. You're hyped up on adrenaline because we just smashed them.
So that's you can't the whole sleep. Idea, like right? It. All right.
Hey, another good text came through. Good morning, guys. I'm super happy that you were able to align the stars to have Gavin and Matt on the show at the same time. And a big congratulations to the success of Captain's Concepts. As a longtime subscriber, I want to issue a big thank you for all the great information, and it's amazing how responsive you guys are to everybody's question. My question today for the boys are, what are you seeing as the hot trend going into the season? And also, with the maintenance just finishing up, what's new in the Pacific Queen, and what's new with the San Diego for this year? I've got trips booked on both. See you on the deck soon. That's from Corey in Escondido.
So, as far as tackle for fishing, I think a few things that you should definitely keep in mind offshore fishing for bluefin is the vertical jigging, speed jigging, they call it. That is something that if you haven't been paying attention to, you definitely should. We were able to, this is like a style of fishing that they've been doing forever in Japan. We're just kind of getting ahead of the game here now. And that style
that works,
fishing,
huh?
Phenomenal.
Lethal.
Yeah? Lethal, yeah. And it works at nighttime, but it really shows good during the daytime. Like we've had stops where we've caught 10 fish and 9 of them have been doing this style of fishing that we didn't do 2 years ago, you know?
And what's a speed jig look like? Is it a thinner?
It's just a knife jig.
It's a knife jig.
There's a bunch of different kinds. The guys at West Coast Jiggers, they've done a phenomenal job of kind of getting all of these products into our like West Coast style fishery, you know, as far as rods and reels, line, hooks, because it's all different. The rods are different. The reels are different. How you fish is so much different than what we're used to fishing on the West Coast. So those guys have done a really good job of kind of inputting all of that tackle kind of into our West Coast fishery. But that's something to pay attention to if you haven't already been paying attention to it, that for sure.
All right.
And as far as improvements on the Pacific Queen, we have a huge project that we're doing next year. We're a new bait tank. We're adding some fish holds. We're adding some bait. We're adding some bait storage, possibility of putting new engines in the boat. So we kind of went light this year. We did a lot of small projects, a lot of under-the-deck stuff that maybe a passenger won't see, but the stuff that will keep the boat running safely and efficiently all season long is kind of what we did this year.
What about on the San Diego?
We're the same boat, basically. We have big projects, new bait tank, a few other things that we have planned for next season.
Next year.
Yeah. We just kind of touched up a few things and made sure we're ready for the season.
Okay. That's awesome.
All right. Cool.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup Corner here, including a bunch of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Low, low, low gas prices, great service, and free ice is what Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena is all about. For your car, truck, and especially your trailer boat, you need Summit Gasoline. The savings are substantial when you fill up at the Summit, but they don't compromise on service. No way. The great staff is attentive, friendly, and ready to help. When you pull up to the pumps, notice how clean it is, the great sound system, and of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into the Summit Gasoline Bistro and check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Now, hear this. Get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon minimum purchase, and stock up on snacks, beer, water, soda, and fishing licenses for your trip. Just when you need low gas prices most, Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena comes to the rescue. Summit Gasoline. Low prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Famas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for tourists travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWarmerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Warmer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is Art Taylor of The Searcher. Celia, Team Searcher, and I would like to thank all of our loyal customers for their support for the past 40 years. The Searcher has air-conditioned cabins, an RSW system to preserve your catch, a fantastic crew, and awesome food. If you are looking for a great fishing adventure, our 2023 schedule is available online now at SearcherSportFishing.com. Call Celia or Aaron in the office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
I got a garage full of fishing tackle, and every time I get out on the water, I realize I forgot something important. But I never forget my life jacket. I make sure my buddies wear theirs, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with the boys from Captain's Concepts. Lots of great info going on. What a great show.
Yeah, by the way, Alex, thanks for the text. You're going to get a call from Matt Brawley.
Yeah, thank you, Alex.
Yeah. Anyway, let's jump in those phones. Jam-packed.
All right, well, let's do that. Let's talk to John. John's calling us from Long Beach this morning. Hey, John, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Great show as usual.
Thanks, John.
I got a question for Matt. What would be your go-to setup for fly lining yellowtail at the island and for doing yo-yo jigging?
Well, those are going to be two different setups for fly lining. The reel I was using last year was a Fathom 15 narrow and a Talica 10. I like fishing 30-pound at the islands. It's mono for everything when we're yellowtail fishing, so I have like a 50- to 100-foot piece of mono, and sometimes I tie on fluorocarbon. Depends if, like, there's barracuda around. You don't want to go run through your fluorocarbon because you're going to be retying hooks if there's barracuda around. But I like the 30-pound just because sea lions and all that other fish that are around.
That's your fly line outfit.
Exactly. Fly line on a 800M, CalStar 800M.
800M.
And for my yo-yo rod, it depends if we're fishing shallow water or deep water, but for the most part, I like a Fathom 30 or a Talica 12 on like a CalStar 700H or 800H with like 100 feet of mono, Spectre-backed, and 100 feet of mono. And depends on the size of the jig, 6X Junior, full-size 6X, or that JRI 66.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's it, man.
All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's talk to Bart Hall from the Bart Hall Show coming up this Wednesday through Sunday. What's up, Bart?
Good morning, guys. I am so glad that you have archives because there was so much information today. I would have had to take notes the entire time. So I'll just look at the archives and take my notes from that.
Yeah, Adam will have those up pretty soon after the show, so you can always listen to the archives either on letstalkhookup.com or on our app. So, yeah, definitely this is one for the keeper.
Or better yet, just subscribe and have it all at your fingertips.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, anyway, I wanted to thank you for yesterday. That was a great time. And I had a call today because always on Sunday before the show, we have talked, and so I just wanted to just call in and say hi. because it's just for good luck, because it's always been that way. And that's what I wanted to continue.
For sure, yeah. So, great show yesterday with
Pat. That was
Pat
a lot of fun,
you.
Bart.
Hey, I saw Turner's Outdoorsman released their show specials. I was checking them out yesterday. They sent an email out. Unbelievable specials they're going to have for the Bart Hall Show, right?
I saw it too, and I talked to Mike Wynn, and I said, "Well, do you want me to move anybody?" He said, "No, a lot of these are in the booths. The specials are in their booths. It's just going through us, but you know, it's okay, you know." And I saw one on Akuma, 25% off. I mean, it's ridiculous. There's so much stuff.
Do they have enough of this?
Because I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, they have like a lot of like buy this and you get this free, and you know, deals on closeout stuff. I mean, just amazing deals at the Turner's and the Turner's Outdoorsman booth. And they said it's 8,000 square feet. Is that right, Bart?
Oh no, it's almost 10.
Oh my God.
110 by 80. It's a huge space.
That's a big space.
Yeah, and then we got some interesting things that we've never had before. You know, like Spro has come out here, part of Gravel Castle, and them and Sea Falcon are sharing some spaces over there. So, a whole bunch of different stuff that we haven't had before, and a lot of Amazon things that we haven't had before. It's just going to be a lot of fun. And anyway, I want to say thank you for yesterday, and I just had to call in today for good luck to make sure.
Yeah, okay, so cool. The show starts this Wednesday. Give us the times and the rundown.
Show starts Wednesday at 12, Wednesday through Friday, 12 to 8. Saturday from 10 to 8, Sunday from 10 to 5. And then we've done something new this year for the guys who get off work late, you know. So from 5 to 8, there's 50% off on tickets, so they can feel like they can come down and you can't see it all in 3 hours, but you can at least get a good feel for it, and that'll be great.
Awesome. Great idea, Bart.
Good
deal. We'll see you on Wednesday. Yeah.
See you there this week, Wednesday through Sunday, at the Long Beach Convention Center right at the end of the 710 freeway. We know it well.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. Thanks, Bart. Appreciate it.
Have
good luck with
show.
The show. Talk to you next weekend. All right. Hey, speaking of which, we mentioned the Captain's Concept thing when you subscribe through Patreon. And one of the things that we have not talked about is the interactive part of that. So when do you guys find time to do that? Like people people send questions to you. They have questions. They can actually correspond with you through the app. Is that how it works?
Yeah, the videos are just like YouTube, where you can leave a comment, and we also have a line of messages where you can send us a private message. And for us, now that we have Starlink on the boat, I can respond pretty much all day long.
No kidding.
Yeah. But we'd get in, and I usually check when we get in, and then I respond immediately if I can.
Wow.
And sometimes we make videos about what the question is, like personalized videos of what they're asking. Yeah.
No kidding. Wow. That's pretty cool.
For me, most of the time, we're doing longer trips, day and a half to 3 days. So I usually end up having like a half, we call it half day in, where we get in the morning, leave at night around once a week or so, twice a week. So usually when I do that, when I go home for a few hours in between trips, I could go through, reply to anything. So mine, when we're running, might not be like same day sometimes, but it'll be within a day or two. Or sometimes people ask me a question that Matt can answer as well if he has a little more time. But like I said, we have Starlink on the boat as well, too, so I should be able to do a little bit more. On the boat as well.
The videos speak for themselves, but the fact that a guy can do exactly that, can correspond with the two of you and ask a question, I mean, that's to me the even bigger value of the subscription. I mean, the videos are awesome for upping somebody's technique, but just a quick, hey, Matt, I'm going on the boat this week, and I've got this or I've got that. What's the better of the two? Like, the fact that you could just quickly tell a guy, hey, man, we're doing this, we caught him this way, we're doing that. Like, that's just worth its weight in gold.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, to be able to have a direct link to
that's
these
what I'm
guys.
Saying, yeah.
And you guys respond to every single question from your members.
Yeah, everything so far. Everything. Yeah, we as much as we can.
That's hoping, you're hoping to get too big that you can't, but not yet.
Yeah, right now, no.
Yeah, some days it takes a little bit for us to respond. We're just busy.
Sure.
Yeah. But we try to get as quick as possible.
That's awesome.
One thing we kind of pride ourselves in is, like, we're fishermen first, you know. So we're, like, on the boats, we're fishermen first, and this is kind of a byproduct of that. So we're not, like, full-time social media people, you know, that are doing this first and fishing on the side. Like, we're fishermen first, and then we get this info to our people as fast as we can.
I dig it. Hey, I had a great text come through this one. Good morning, guys. What's the go-to knife jig size and color and assist hook setup for speed jigging for bluefin tunas? That's from Derek.
That's a good question. That's something that varies quite a bit, you know. Mm-hmm. I would say I like to use what I would consider a smaller size jig during the day when I can. What I mean by when I can is if the fish are a little bit shallower in the water column, if the boat's not drifting fast. I like a 150 to 200 gram size. But there's definitely times when we're fishing when it's rough, you know, and the boat's drifting fast, when you're going to have to use a smaller lure to be able to get down to the fish. And there's definitely times when the fish are deeper, a lot of times bigger ones, like when Matt was talking about when he started using that brawler rig. Around that time we were fishing, most of the fish were hanging out from like 3 to 400, 450 feet. So 150 gram jig, you're just not going to get down there and fish it efficiently. So you have to use something larger. So general rule of thumb is for me is I like to use the smallest jig that I can get away with fishing and still actively keep my lure straight up and down in the area where the captain is seeing the fish. So there's not a 200 gram size is what you use all the time. Mm-hmm. There's not a one size fits all.
Depends on the conditions.
Depends on the conditions where the fish are in the water column. Yeah.
And does that change daytime versus nighttime?
Yeah. Daytime is much different. Nighttime, you can a lot of times get away with a lot more stuff. A lot of times at nighttime, the fish are hanging out a little bit deeper in the water column than you might see them during the day. And you can definitely get away with bigger jigs, bigger hooks. You can get away with a lot more at night versus what you can during the day.
And is it still up and down, though, at night?
Yeah, all the time.
Doesn't matter.
Pretty much any lure fishing with bluefin tuna, I like to fish straight up and down.
And true with yo-yo fishing for yellow, too?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
Those knife jigs, they're called a vertical jig. You want to keep it vertical as best you can. The yo-yo jigs, they'll work at an angle, but it's mostly with the wind at your back if you have the angle. If you're wind in your face and you're scoped out away from the boat dragging, like Rick said, that's not as effective.
Not good.
What about the last part of his question, the hook setup? Do you guys have a preference when you're tuna fishing? I mean, I know you guys both seen a lot of that, and you see things from guys dangling 20 hooks off of the lures from every spot you could put one to one big one to a big treble to tops and bottoms. Like, what's your feelings on hook setup for those style of jigs?
Daytime, I can only speak for daytime. We don't fish at night. That doesn't happen on the full-day trip. But for the daytime jig, 200-gram jig is usually pretty standard. But we like to have one on the bottom and one on the top, or two on the bottom and one on the top. You can get too many hooks on there, and it just gets a mess. You tangle up more, and you hook the fish weird. But one on the bottom, one on the top is usually how we like to go, and not big, giant. You kind of want to match the hook to the lure size.
Mm-hmm.
I'll speak for nighttime fishing because we do a lot of that. For nighttime fishing, I think the fish bite the lure differently than they do during the day. So during the daytime, having that two on the bottom or one on the top, one on the bottom, one on the top, I think works good. But for nighttime fishing, when primarily most of your bites are happening as the lure is sinking, I think two hooks on the bottom, man. We've tried all kinds of different stuff. I think two hooks on the bottom is the way to go.
Single hook? Treble hook?
Two assist hooks.
Two assist hooks.
Okay. Yeah, assist hooks for sure. We've tried it all. I think that by far works the best. Having a hook on the top, I don't think you hook less fish having a hook on the top when you're nighttime fishing, but you end up getting that top hook. So you'll hook the fish in the mouth with your bottom hooks, and then a lot of these knife jigs, especially at night, can be like 8 to 12 inches long. You know, mm-hmm. you get that top hook, comes back around and hooks the fish in the middle of the body.
Right.
And now instead of pulling the fish by his nose, where you could pull him through the water easier, you're pulling this fish sideways through the water. Sure. So now your 60-pounder now feels like a 150-pounder.
Sure.
And you're holding up the boat a lot of times. You know, the school's gone, we want to go, and you think you got a 150-pounder. It's taking a long time to wind in, and you just have this fish side-hooked, where that completely could have been avoided because when you actually hooked the fish initially, it was hooked on the bottom two hooks in the first place. So if you were just to remove that top hook, you still would have hooked that fish. You still would have got that bite, but you would have wound it in like a quarter of the amount of time. And now we can either move the boat, position, get on another school, or you'll be able to wind that fish in, drop back down, and potentially get another one.
Another one. Good stuff. Yeah,
totally. All right. How about we talk to Rory from Wildermar. Good morning, Rory. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. I have to make this quick. I'm going to the Bart Hall show, and I'm down to, I was on the show last week, and I'm down to the International, the 50 International and the Talica 25. Now, I'm wondering, I saw the wide, 50 wide. Do I need the wide, or do I just go with the traditional 50 International or the Talica 25?
What are you going to be using this reel for?
Is this for bluefin tuna fishing?
Bluefin. I'm going on a 3.5-day trip. So I've got my Shimano.
Nighttime fishing? I would say Talica 25. The bigger reel, the International, will definitely get the job done. But
heavy.
You'll be so much more comfortable dragging that Talica 25 around the boat than you will be dragging an International 50. And you'll still have plenty of fighting power, plenty line capacity on that Talica 25. If I were you, I would buy the Talica 25.
There you go.
Great kite reel for the big one, but not for
exactly,
your...
Exactly, yeah. The 50 or 50 wide would be good for kite fishing, but for nighttime fishing, rod in hand, fishing around the boat, the Talica 25.
Talica 25. There you go. Hey, great text here from Matt, and he says, good morning, guys. Great show. Question for Matt and Gavin, or Gavin, do you guys see that bluefin bite on a particular tide, possibly slack tide or incoming tide? Does it bite on the tide? Like a lot of guys that are billfish fishing or... tide watchers, right?
For me, that's like watching the moon. We're going to be out there regardless. If I'm thinking about the tide, where I'm thinking about the tide, it's just going to make me fish different. I just want to fish. I just want to be around the fish at all times and just keep fishing. For someone who's going on a skiff and they have to pick their days, I think that might be something to come into play, but it's not something I really pay attention to.
Yeah.
That's cool. All right, let's jump back into him. Talk to Greg calling us from Paris this morning. What's up, Greg? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, a quick question. Glow in the dark at night, is that a factor or not?
Absolutely not. No, I would say even overall, most people don't glow their lures anymore, or even have to use a lure that glows in the dark. I think you're much better. Time is much better well spent standing at the rail, getting ready to drop that lure down in the water than holding it up to a light. Your chance of catching, you're way better off being at the rail fishing than actually standing by some light on the boat glowing your jig. So, no, I absolutely not. There's no reason to glow a lure, I would say.
It's funny watching the progression from when this all really started with glow flat falls. And, you know, if you didn't have a glow 250-gram flat fall, that was it. Wasn't going to get a bite. And then progressed to different types of lures and then glow less. And then last year, by the end of it, I think we were selling more 16-ounce torpedo sinkers than we were anything else. You know, it's just funny to watch the progression of it's got to be this one particular way to then, you know, there's a lot of ways to make this happen.
All right. Very good.
All right. Hey, we had a great text come through. This was from Mike in Torrance. It says, good morning, guys. When you leave the dock, what is the primary info source you're looking to build your day on? Is it boat's info from the day previous? Is it water temperature, chlorophyll, commercial info, blind luck? What is the primary source you guys are using to find your fish?
Talking to each other, for sure. Step one is talking to the boats that were out on the grounds that day. And then if we figure out from there, if boats didn't come up with anything or they didn't see what we like, then from there we start looking at water pictures and whatnot. Or we'll look at both, you know. We always look at everything, but step one is always talk to our friends out on the water.
Now, how is Starlink? You mentioned that you have Starlink, which is a new internet service. How does that change your game, both of you?
We just got it this year, so I'm excited to mess with it.
Okay.
It's helped us, like, for the fleet-wide, it's helped us because we have, like, a group text that we have, like, code groups, you know, we're boats that we talk to. So we have, like, a group text where now it's a little bit easier to where everyone has access to that info. You know, if I'm away from the radio and some information comes out, I could come back and if the guy texted into our group text, then something that I might have missed because I was outside or I was at home, you know, when the boat's sitting at the dock, then I'll still get that info because it'll be in a text form versus just talking on our group radio.
Yeah. Plus you can update Captain's Concepts too, right? Live on the water as you're doing.
Yeah. Sometimes we have time, you know, we have time.
That's cool.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on board the San Diego. We're giving away a trip to go fishing with Captain Matt. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's showtime! The Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center, has set the standard for all other outdoor recreation events since 1946. Nicknamed the granddaddy of them all, the Bart Hall Show, presented by Progressive, will be celebrating the 75th year of Hall Family Show production by honoring Fred and Lois Hall and the outdoor recreation show industry they created. Acres of fishing tackle, boats, international hunting and fishing travel, overland vehicles, campers, and lots of cool stuff. A full day of family fun. Hundreds of seminars, the Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, Ultimate Air Dogs, Paul Bunyan's Lumberjack Show, Great American Duck Races, Kids Casting Contest, Air Gun Ranges, Archery, Axe Throwing, and so much more. Thanks to our sponsors, Mammoth Lakes, Turner's Outdoorsman, Accurate Fishing Tackle, Bob Sands, Okuma, Convict Lake, Daiwa, Fisherman's Landing, Shimano, and all of our friends for the last 75 years. Don't miss the Bart Hall Show, March 29th to April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Details at hallshows.com. That's hallshows.com.
For quality, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. The quality of the captains and crew, as well as the great meals and service, speak for themselves. Comfortable staterooms, a super clean and well taken care of boat, are just a few of the reasons the Islander is so popular. The Islander specializes in 1.5 to 5 day fishing. Experience the Islander difference. Visit IslandersSportFishing.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort. Much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, it's time to find out the big winner of a full-day trip on board the San Diego, whether it's going to a caller or a texta. Brawler, we're going to do the honors. Who's going fishing with you? All right, and that was a texter. So, texter, congratulations, Sam from the 949. You are going fishing on board the San Diego. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations, and gosh. Guys, this 2 hours went so fast.
Awesome, you guys.
And you being on the water yesterday, giving us fresh information, Matt, and, of course, Gavin. Captain's Concepts is where you can touch bases with you guys on a daily basis and get all the inside dope. Give us the details again.
Instagram, Captain's Concepts. There's a link there. And if you just Google Captain's Concepts, it takes us right to our Patreon page.
Yeah, and you subscribe and
subscribe. You'll have access to all the videos. You'll have access to us, messages, comments, and
all that
good stuff.
Arguably, the very best sport fishing boat information that is available. Period.
No question.
Period.
Yeah, like direct link.
Yeah, it's hard to comparison when you're getting info from two guys that are spending this much time on the water.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, there's other stuff out there that are guys that are doing a few trips here or there, you know, which is good, but you just can't compare the time on the water that Matt and I have.
And the amount of innovation that have come from the decks of both your boats, and and it goes there first.
Yeah, we're always trying new things. So
information, that's the key.
Totally.
You heard Dave thinking about that. Thanks, guys, and good luck
Great
for the
job.
Season. We're
thank
looking
you.
Forward to your reports and lots of good fishing this year. And thank you for listening. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and the board. And, of course, thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, of course, thanks to you out there, too, for listening, texting, calling, and being with us here. Next weekend, Captain Dwayne Diego from Pinnacle Sport Fishing. He's going to be fresh back from Australia. That'll be interesting. And then next Sunday, Sean and Raymond from Fisherman's Processing are going to be talking about taking care of your fish. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio and the Let's Talk Hookup app.